Module 7, Maintenance. Any system, whether it's the engine in a car or an exercise program, requires maintenance for it to continue to serve you. And the same is true for your productivity and organizing systems. By continuing to use, tweak, and improve your systems, you'll continue to reap the benefits of having them in the first place. In this module, Maintenance, we'll look at easy ways to keep your systems working for you. You've already spent time and effort to get your system set up. Maintenance will help ensure that they'll serve you well into the future. But first, a client success story. I worked with one client to help him organize his home office from top to bottom, everything from the layout of the furniture to scheduling and paper management. By spending just a few minutes a week maintaining his systems, he's been able to stay at peak productivity for several years. Staying organized and being more productive and effective is a commitment. It's a commitment to yourself and your success. And I would argue that any time you spend maintaining your systems or updating them to continue to meet your needs is time well spent. Anything that you can do to tweak or improve your systems that can help you work more effectively or generate more revenue is a smart investment in your time. No doubt about it, maintaining your systems is a commitment. Just like if you engage in a fitness plan, continuing to go to the gym or eating healthy is a commitment. This is a commitment to yourself. So I encourage you to recognize that it's a commitment and be okay with it. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to spend every waking moment maintaining your organizing systems. In fact, that's what I don't want you to do. Instead, I want you to look for ways that you can build organizing and keeping your systems and your productivity at top level. Build that into your life in a way that makes sense for you. You're going to have to build new habits around staying organized, especially if you'd never done so in the past. And the habits can be really simple. It might mean an extra 15 minutes at the end of the day to keep your systems up, especially as you're first learning them. Maybe it's once a week you spend an hour or two keeping your systems up to date and putting away any additional clutter. Look for the systems and the strategies that you can build into your own life that will help you keep the systems up to date and keep them refreshed so that you can continue to use them over time. Let's look at some specific maintenance strategies for each type of the systems that we talked about. First, for your space. A few things that are helpful to do. Start by putting things away right away after you've used them. Once you take something out, don't let it sit around after you've done using it. If you put it away right away, you won't have to spend any of your time later. It'll still be fresh in your mind where it belongs. So as soon as you've completed a task, instead of letting it sit on your desk, why not put it away immediately? Another strategy. Set aside 15 minutes at the end of each day to clean up that day's worth of new clutter. Don't wait until the end of the week where you'll have to group it and create an hour or 2 hours. It's much easier for most of us to carve out an extra 5, 10, or 15 minutes to clean up, rather than an extra hour or 2 hours or half a day. If you stay on top of your systems by doing a little bit at a time, it'll be much easier for you to maintain it. Another strategy for maintaining a clutter-free and productive space is every 6 months, take a couple of hours and go through everything that's in your storage system, on your desk, and around it. Weed through everything as if you'd never done it before. Try pruning everything again using the same sets of guidelines that you did initially. If there's things that you haven't seen or used in the previous 6 months, it might be worth reevaluating whether they're worth keeping. If you maintain a schedule of evaluating your things every 6 months, your place will stay clutter-free. How about a few strategies for maintaining your paper systems? First, keep your paper management supplies close by to where you actually work on your paper. That means your file folders, your labels, your label maker. Keep all of those things nearby where you actually sit and go through your papers. That makes it easy for you to create files immediately, right as you're working on your documents, instead of having to create a bunch later. This helps you stay organized right as you're in the middle of the task, rather than waiting until later to get organized. Another strategy for managing your paper is to make sure that you schedule time to process your paper. You might want to put some time during your administrative block to work on processing what's in your hot files, or to go through what's in your administrative or your archive files. Make sure that you set aside time to actually go through your documents and process them as needed. They won't happen on their own. Another strategy, just like with your space, is to weed through and prune what's in your files around every 6 months or so. In file drawers, things can quickly become dormant and outdated, and that's why it's important to very regularly, at least every 6 months, maybe even more frequently if you process a lot of paper, to go through those things and weed through them and make sure that you're keeping what you actually need. Again, using the same set of guidelines and questions to ask yourself, you might want to go through your documents and make sure that you're keeping what you actually want, need, or use, and especially as it relates to paper, keeping things that are still current. For your technology, make sure that you back up your files regularly, as we previously mentioned. Also, you'll want to make sure that you do system updates regularly to update your software and your antivirus. As for your contact list that you keep on your computer, this is something that you want to review quarterly. You don't want to wait until every 6 months or even once a year, because it's too easy to forget who these people are. Make sure that everyone in your contact list is someone that you actually want to contact. And just like with your space and your paper files, you'll want to weed through your e-files every 6 months or so, again, to make sure that everything you're keeping is current and that it's something that you want, need, or actively use. Some strategies for maintaining your time. Keep your to-do lists close by to wherever you are. That way you'll make sure that you'll catch any new business ideas, to-dos, or actions right as they come up, and you won't have to waste time racking your brain trying to figure out what you were thinking of at that meeting a few hours ago. Instead, keep your lists close to you and you can jot things down immediately. Take some time to review your schedules daily and adjust the time blocks as needed. Things will happen over the course of the business day, and they will force you to shift some of your schedules and your tasks around. Make sure that you take the time to adjust your calendar as needed. As you're going through your to-do lists and you're marking things off as a 1, 2, 3, or D, as time goes on, look for an ever-increasing number of tasks to delegate. You'll likely be getting more and more busy as time goes on, and your time will be more and more valuable. Look for the things that you can delegate so that you can focus on the tasks that are critical for you to do. Beyond maintaining your systems, you may decide that you want to reevaluate the systems that you have in place or adjust them to better suit your needs. That's perfect because that's exactly what this system is designed to do. Any organizing system needs to be tailored to meet the needs of the person who's going to be using it. So as time goes on and you notice that something in your system isn't serving you as well as you may have originally intended, take the time to make the changes to your systems that will help them work better for you. Here's some ideas. In your space, try shifting the storage location of items if they're not within easy reach. Or maybe you thought that something that you'd need all the time you put close to you and you ended up not needing it at all. Try moving that further away. Also, over time, as your storage needs change, you may need to add additional storage or remove storage that you no longer need if you've cleared some things out. So adjust your storage as time goes on because your needs will change. With your paper, try recategorizing or renaming files that you're having a hard time finding. You may want to switch the locations of files. For instance, instead of having things in alphabetical order, you may decide that your most frequently used files are going to go in the front of the drawer instead of in regular alphabetical order. If you've noticed that you don't like using vertical files, you might want to use a horizontal filing system where you can pile papers on top of each other using dividers. There is no one right way to file, and there is no one right set of category names. So make sure that you choose the names of the categories that make sense for you, and file in a system that suits you. With your technology, you might want to adjust how many emails you want to let sit in your inbox at any given time. You might want to adjust it up or adjust it down. You may also find that you're not spending enough time processing your email, or maybe you're giving yourself too much time. So you want to either increase or decrease the amount of time you have set aside on your schedule for processing through your email. Also, over time, if you haven't considered scanning your documents before, you may decide that you like the idea of it and you may want to reconsider it for the future. With your time, as time goes on, evaluate how well you do at estimating how long your different tasks will take. If you've noticed that consistently you're squeezing yourself because you're underestimating how long your tasks take, try making sure that you add in an extra 15 or 20 minute buffer to each of the tasks, so that as you're blocking things out, you're constantly giving yourself more than enough time to finish the tasks that you need. Also, consider adjusting the location of the time blocks during the course of your business day. You may find that they're simply not working where they're located during the hours when you initially thought. Instead, move them around, shift them around, and see how well they work for you in different slots. Another strategy for managing your time is to really revisit your priorities. What I've noticed when I work with clients is that at first, every single task on their to-do list seems like it's a number one. But in reality, we don't all have number ones. They're at different levels of priority. So really learn how to evaluate what's truly important versus what's just nice to do, and adjust those accordingly in your time logs and adjust the blocks to accommodate them. A great strategy for maintaining your systems over time is to have an organizing buddy or partner who can be there for you during the process. Just like if you work out, you know that if you have a partner to go with who can help get you motivated and get you to the gym when you may not otherwise feel like it, having an organizing buddy can help get you through the rough patches when you don't feel like maintaining your systems. Now, this could be someone who you call once in a while to check in with how their different systems are doing and how yours are doing, or maybe the two of you meet at each other's location so that they can help you with the actual physical organizing work, and vice versa. Whatever you do, whether it's in person or over the phone, having some accountability that's outside of yourself can be a very powerful motivator to continue to make progress and be successful with your productivity and your organizing systems. List in your workbook three people who might make good organizing buddies for you, and what you'd want to ask them to help you with, and what you could offer them in return. What sort of organizing assistance could you offer them? In the save the best for last category, probably the most important strategy that I can recommend for maintaining your productivity and organizing systems over time is that you schedule time to maintain them. No matter how great the system is that you've set up, no system can completely maintain itself all on its own. All systems require some input from you because, after all, they're your systems. They're designed to meet your needs. So it's up to you to continue to use them and maintain them over time. So the most effective strategy for doing that overall is to make sure that you've put time in your schedule, real-life appointments with yourself, to maintain your systems over time. Again, that can be as little as 5 or 10 minutes a day, or maybe a larger time block, like an hour or two a week. It all depends on the systems you've set up and how much maintenance they require. But all systems require some. So make sure that you've set aside adequate time to ensure that your systems continue to serve you over time. An important thing to note here is that your systems are designed to be flexible. Everything we've talked about in this program is meant to be adjusted to meet your needs. We're not looking for rigidity. We're just looking for structure. So don't feel bad if you've tried something with your organizing systems and it hasn't worked right the first time. Sometimes that's the case. More often than not, systems need to be tweaked in order to really suit you and meet your needs. So if you've noticed that something hasn't been working for you, change it. That's what the system is designed to do. So adapt systems, change them, modify them, use them, and work them. They're designed to work for you, not the other way around. In this module, maintenance, we talked about how important it is to recognize that being productive and being organized is a commitment that takes time and effort. And building the habits associated with maintaining those over time will help to serve you. We talked about some strategies for maintaining your space systems, your paper systems, your technology, and your time management, and how to evaluate and customize each of those systems to make sure that they're meeting your needs. We talked about some strategies for maintaining your systems, including having an organizing buddy and scheduling organizing time. Take a few minutes and fill out your action plan in your workbook to make sure that you've addressed how you plan on maintaining your systems over time.